Don't ask if AI will take your jobs. Ask who wants it to. Professor Linda Duplessis, Senior Deputy Vice Chancellor of the Northwest University, NWU. Alarm bells have been ringing about how artificial intelligence, AI, will replace certain, if not most, future jobs. But this fixation on job loss may be asking the wrong question. The real issue is not whether AI will take jobs. It is about who controls AI and how it will be used. AI is not an autonomous entity or a corporation with incentives of its own. AI's impact is shaped by political decisions, corporate incentives, and the values of those in power, not by the technology itself. A small group of individuals control the most prominent, powerful, and widely used AI software, and it is the motives of these individuals that should be questioned. The real challenge, then, is not how to stop AI, but how to ensure that its power is shaped in the public interest. According to Professor Linda Duplessis, Senior Deputy Vice Chancellor of the Northwest University, NWU, this technology needs a moral custodian, and public universities can ensure that society, not just corporations, has a voice in AI's future. The key question is not whether AI replaces humans, but who will own these systems and have a say in the development. AI processes patterns and data, but it does not understand meaning the way we do. AI can remix existing ideas, but original ideas and groundbreaking creativity come from human imagination and lived experience. Jobs that rely on empathy and form the backbone of a society, teaching, counseling, leadership, and caregiving, require a real human connection that AI cannot replicate. This is where universities play a critical role. They develop the ability to think, question, and engage with complexity. Real life is messy. Humans adapt to unexpected situations far better than AI, which relies on patterns and structured inputs. You cannot question what you do not understand. Ultimately, humans remain accountable, she states, adding that too much emphasis is being placed on the technology rather than those who control it. Whilst the world is speculating about the impact of AI on the future of jobs, my view is that this is not the right question to ask, as it frames the future as a technological issue. A deeper and more important question is, who is leading the change, and in whose interest? AI does not develop in a vacuum. Therefore, the future of work is not just about technology, it is about leadership, governance, and ethics, Professor Duplessis explains. There are two possible directions for AI. AI can either replace or empower humans, she says, noting how humanity has been at similar technological crossroads before. History has a way of humbling our certainty when it comes to technology and has repeatedly shown how augmentation can lead to empowerment. This is where public universities such as the NWU will play an increasingly critical role in setting and maintaining a moral course for the owners and users of AI to follow. Universities are not just producing workers, they are producing critical thinkers, ethical decision makers, and future leaders. They also provide the social environments where students learn to collaborate, communicate, and engage with diverse perspectives. AI can process large volumes of data, but humans must decide what is right, fair, and meaningful. Education must ensure that humans remain in control of technology, not controlled by it. Research shows that AI works best when it complements humans, not replaces them, especially in areas like leadership, problem solving, and collaboration. The direction we take depends on policy choices, leadership priorities, and people's ability to adapt. With good leadership, AI can reduce inequality, improve quality of life, and lead to the creation of new industries and jobs. AI is not the problem. The real issue is who controls it and whether we have a voice in that future. The real danger is not AI, but rather a passive society. Our future depends on the choices we make and the people we trust to lead, she says. Although these concerns carry weight, Professor Duplessis stresses that learners and parents should not respond passively but actively shape their place in future job markets. To allay fears about being replaced, the best way is to make yourself irreplaceable. To do that requires a focus on lifelong learning, disciplinary expertise that enables you to think critically and creatively, and the ability to use AI as part of your work. The most realistic future is humans working with AI, not being replaced by it. Those who learn to use AI will have an advantage. AI is not just a tool. It is becoming a core building block of the future, like electricity or the internet. Yes, the AI alarm bells have been rung, but in an AI-driven world, those who think, adapt and act will not be replaced. They will lead. Ends. Author at Prof. Linda Duplessis, Northwest University plus posts bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.